everybody, and welcome back to Planted by Streams. I'm Catherine Chrisman, and I'm so excited that you've chosen to join me today. Today, we will be reading from Matthew 13 for the parable of the sower, and you can also find that in Mark 4 and Luke 8. So for those of you who don't know, a parable is a long analogy that usually needs a little more explanation because they seem pretty confusing at first. So Matthew 13, 1 through 9 reads, "That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." So why does Jesus speak in parables? Well, he goes on in verses 10 through 17 to explain, after the disciples ask him, that he speaks in parables just simply because he wants to reveal himself to those who are truly seeking. And those who aren't truly seeking will just be thinking, oh, he's a good prophet, or just like, oh, this is a great storyteller, basically. So then in Matthew 13, in verses 18 through 23, Jesus goes on to explain the parable of the sower to his disciples. It reads, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a little while, and when tribulation or persecution arise on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in one case 60, in another 30. So according to Jesus' explanation, there are like many ways that Satan will try to take away the implanted word that has been sown in our hearts. So let's reread the parable of the sower with this in mind. So starting halfway through verse 3 of Matthew 13, where Jesus starts the parable. "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them." So this would be the one who the devil prevents from understanding, like maybe he never believed, or maybe he believed a little bit but just didn't really get it. So a good example of this would be someone who, I mean, basically just the same thing, like someone who hears the word but their heart is hardened against it, or they just simply don't understand. Like Satan can prevent you from understanding if you're not truly seeking. Verse 5, "Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away." So the rocky ground like is mainly translated to like light soil on top of bedrock. So this would be someone who just doesn't have a true root in Jesus, and tribulation will just break them. Like, for example, like I think of like church camps. Like whenever you go, like you believe in Jesus, maybe, but it's not like a true, deep, reliant foundation in Jesus. It's mainly just like a simple, hopeful, superficial commitment that is broken by persecution or tribulation or whatever it may be. Verse 7 reads, "Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them." So the thorns would like prove like the cares of the world, or like whatever it may be, sin, whatever. So the cares of the world proved more important in this person's heart than Jesus or following him. So like, honestly, a good example of this would be my false commitments, just my past of superficial repentance, because I remember I would constantly be like, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to submit to him. I'm going to repent. I'm going to not do these things anymore. And this happened many times where I would truly try on my own strength to seek after God, but then I'd fall back again because I wasn't truly reliant, truly rooted in foundation on Jesus. But the good news is that verse 8 says, Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. So the question remains, like, how do we know if we have true salvation? And I truly believe that that is by our fruit. Although not every believer may bear the same amount of fruit, every believer should constantly be growing towards Jesus to be more like him. But the question remains, what is fruit? And I'm glad you asked. Matthew 3:8 reads, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So fruit could basically be boiled down to the evidence of our sanctification process. So sanctification is growing more like Jesus in love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So sanctification is just becoming more like Jesus. And the best way to become more like Jesus is through your repentance and through your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we just are supposed to be growing more like Christ every day if you are a believer and if you have accepted Christ. So what does this mean for Christians now? This means for us to lovingly present the gospel as Jesus did and to grow more like him every day. People should see in our lives that we are different, and not different in a judging way, not different in an unloving way. People should see that we're different because we are loving, we are sacrificial, and there's just something like good about us, even though there's not, because there's nothing good about our nature and our sin. There's everything good about God, and that is being reflected onto us. So yeah, that's what I gathered from the parable of the sower in my Bible study this week, and I just felt like God was calling me to speak on this today. And yeah, I'm so glad that you chose to listen to Planted by Streams today, and let me just pray to close out. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that whoever is listening to this will truly hear your words, not mine, and just to love and honor you, Lord, and I pray that they grow to be more like you every day. And for the unbeliever, if they're listening, Lord, just help them to maybe just even think on it a little more and just receive you, Lord, ultimately, Lord. I love you and I praise you and I thank you so much for every one of the people listening. And in your name I pray, amen. Okay, guys, I hope that you maybe learned a little something today. And if not, I hope that it was a good reminder of the truth in God's word and how we can understand it and grow to be more like him. So, and if you, I'm sure most of you know me who's listening to this, if you have any questions or anything that you want clarified or whatever, please don't hesitate to reach out and don't forget to read your Bible today.